You are listening to The Warehouse, a Speaking Of show by WFSU. Contra dancing is a form of folk dance that consists of many couples forming long lines and progressing down the line from couple to couple. These events are social in nature and do not require you to attend with a partner. Tom is about town with members of the Tallahassee Contra Dance Group to discuss the modern practice of their folk tradition.
People, at least most people, love to dance. All she wants to do is, all she wants to do is dance. A tune with a bouncy beat just naturally seems to get heads nodding and feet tapping, with full-on dancing just a heartbeat away. Get a whole bunch of people in a big room, all hopping and bopping, more or less in unison, and you've got a party going on. Just such a party was underway a recent Friday night when I stopped into the second floor auditorium at the Tallahassee Senior Center on North Monroe Street for the regular gathering of the Tally Contra Dance Group. Just under 100 folks were having a very obvious blast, and if the term contra dancing is unfamiliar, it's a form of folk dancing. It has roots in traditional English, Irish, Italian, and even Russian folk dancing. Long lines of couples take part, and that distinguishes it from square dancing, where groups of four couples go through the moves together. Also, contra dancing is simpler and more beginner-friendly than most square dancing. I just had to find out more, so I sat down with Larry Teich. He's the current president of the Tally Contra Dance Group.
I wasn't a founder, but I was around, and I heard it was going on, and I checked it out, and it was fun, so I kept coming. And, you know, at first, when you're a beginner, you think, well, I'm not getting this. Everybody else knows what they're doing, and I don't. But then I realized after a few dances, you pick it up. So I stuck with it, and you know, I would go when other things weren't happening that night, and then I realized, wait a minute, this is my first choice. I wanted to keep coming to the dances.
So, well, I'm wondering, when I look at these folks, and it's kind of do-si-do, swing your partner, etc., at least for this type of dancing that's being done right now, the steps and the coordination with the rest of the dancers looks a little bit complicated. I have trouble just going 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, and it looks like you got some real talent here. Is it hard to learn this stuff?
It's only hard at the beginning, and if everybody who's here who is experienced helped you out, helps guide you where to go, when to be there, then it's a lot easier to pick it up. And, you know, some people have more natural dancing talent than others, obviously, and some people are listening to the caller to know what's going on and some don't, but it's a group activity, it's a community affair. So if everybody's in sync, it's so much better.
Well, is there a certain, when the caller, and you do have a band, and you do have a caller, the person who is sort of doing rhythmic directions in conjunction with the music and all that, they will kind of tell you what to do, and it's just a matter of following the instructions, or what?
It is. If the microphones are working properly, because we have a sound person too, and if everyone can hear what the caller is saying, then yeah, that's what we're going to do, and what sequence we're going to do it in, and then they'll build on it as the night goes along, because they starts with basics. So all that do-si-do, alaman, left and right stuff was from old-timey square dancing basics, and so we build on that, and we do it in a long line instead of a square or a circle. So you learn it, you pick it up.
Well, the caller and the dancers still need a band, and you are wearing a great t-shirt. It says Bunny Bread Bandits, Dreamin's Free, baby.
Yeah, I wanted to support the band when they first started, so I bought one of their t-shirts. So when they're playing, like tonight, I'll wear the shirt.
Who all's in the band? Because they are local folks, right?
They are all local, and Carrie Hamby, who runs the Blue Tavern, is a major influence in getting it started, and basically it's a jam band. People just got together to play with each other, and it expanded from that. It spun off from that to become a band that plays for contra dances and I don't know where else. Sometimes they'll play for their neighborhood meetings and whatever. So Carrie and at least seven others are in the band, And I could name some of them, but not all of them, because it changes. The beauty of that jam band is that different people will be available at each gig.
In fact, I see a guy coming in here with another acoustic bass and headed for the stage.
So. Yeah, we don't know who's going to be there. It's always going to be good, because you know most of these musicians are experienced and they're used to playing with each other, and even if they're not, they're bringing along the younger musicians to fit in. So that's how they learn.
This second floor auditorium at the Senior Center is just about full of dancers right now. I nearly got run over when I first came in. So
we even have room for another line if more people want to show up. So you bring friends, you bring family, all ages, 8 to 80. Everyone's welcome. We're happy that anyone walks in the door and wants to try this healthy, fun community event.
Larry Cook, thank you so much, man. I really appreciate it, and I'll let you get back to the dance floor.
Yeah, I got to get dancing.
As Larry mentioned, the band, the Bunny Bread Bandits, was solid as you can get, but no way could the tunes be considered cutting-edge contemporary, so it seemed somewhat counterintuitive that many of the contra dancers were in their 30s. Or even 20s, grinning like Cheshire cats and cracking up when someone started to promenade when they should have swung their partner. One of these guys was named Mike Zhang. What brings you out to this contra dancing thing? I mean, this seems like old school, old-timey stuff and not exactly contemporary, but yeah. Why do you like it?
Well, there's nothing else to do in Tallahassee. No, I'm kidding. I'm only half kidding, but I like dancing. I think it's a great crowd. Everybody here is pretty lively, friendly, happy. I like moving. The music's good.
You've been doing it a long time or a newbie?
Yeah, no, I've been doing it since like 2016, 2017.
Whoa. Well, thank you, Mike. I appreciate that, man.
Sure.
Also with Mike's group was Abby Rehard. What attracted you to this thing here?
I have a lot of friends who come to it, and I love dancing to live music.
All right, and the fact that a lot of this stuff, predates probably even this building, that's not a turnoff. This is something really enjoyable?
Doesn't matter to me. I'm a musicologist, so I love all types of music.
Ah, okay. Well, are these guys up here, the Bunny Band that's here, are they doing a pretty good job?
Absolutely. I love having a larger group than normal up on the stage, and it's nice to have a drummer as well.
Well, I really appreciate that. I'll let you guys get back to dancing, okay?
As with square dancing, contra dancing depends very heavily on the caller. That's the person who tells the dancers what moves to do when.
Now, take a good look at where you are, and then look at the person in your right hand. Look where they are. In just a moment, you are going to be standing where they are. Hopefully, they will have gotten out of the way, because we don't want to run into them.
On this particular evening, the caller was a very experienced and much in demand guy named Kenny Greer. His home base is Kentucky, but he says he calls dances from South Florida to South Indiana.
This is my second time calling here in Tallahassee, but I have been calling dances all around the Southeast for 22 years now.
No kidding. Is there professional training for this, or is it all something you pick up on your own? How does that work?
It's a little bit of a combination of both. My training was I went to a dance in Wilmington, North Carolina one night. I lived in Myrtle Beach at the time. And I told them I wanted to learn to call, and they handed me a note card with a dance written on it. They handed me a microphone, and they said, go. And that was in April of 2003, and I was like, okay, and I did, and it went pretty well, except nobody told me that I had to signal the band when the dance ended. So the first dance I ever called lasted about 20 or 25 minutes, and I was getting dirty looks from the band, from the dancers, and everybody, and I think I said last time like 15 times. And finally, everybody just stopped. And then I learned that I had to signal the band. But A lot of communities, if you want to learn to call, they will have calling workshops where people who have been calling for a long time will work with you and help you get the hang of it and get some of the ideas behind what's going on before you actually get on stage and try it.
I was wondering, because does the musical selection suggest what kinds of dance moves are going to be appropriate for which sections of the music, or how does that happen?
That depends on a lot on the band. Some bands like to just play whatever. The band tonight is mostly, I'm giving them a few hints at what to play, but that's about it. Some bands want to see the card with the dance on it beforehand, and they will pick a tune based on what they think works best with what they see on the card.
Yeah, because it looked like a lot of it was a little bit of improvisation, although you did give the dancers a heads up as to what the basic moves were going to be for each one of the tunes, so they could at least have some idea what to do.
Most contra dances that you go to, each dance of the evening, most of the time the caller will walk through at least once. Most of the time they will walk through it twice. When I call, I always like to do the first dance of the second half as a no walkthrough, just to get people moving. But I always pick a simple dance with moves that we've already done during the first half to do that.
Well, since you do this so frequently all over the place, how are these guys doing tonight?
They're doing very well. There are a lot of beginners out here tonight, and there's nobody that's messing up at all. That's one of the things that I think is most fun about calling, is watching the people who are brand new get it during the dance. I love watching that happen, and they've got it.
That's amazing. And the other thing that astounds me is the mix of people that you have here. It is all ages. It is all psychographics. I mean, this is a cross-section of the whole community, really.
It really is, and that's one of the big things that drew me into contra dancing, because I've always been a pretty shy person. I'm also autistic. And there's a lot of neurodivergence that you will find in the contra dancing community too, because they like the patterns and stuff. It was a form of activity where I could go experience it and be shy, and still, you know, people are going to come to me and ask me to dance. I don't have to go ask them to dance. And over the years, I got to the point where, okay, I feel more comfortable asking other people to dance, and so I've started doing that. I love contra dancing, but I tell you what, I love calling almost as much as I love being out on the dance floor. It's equally as fun.
I can tell from that look in your face and the enthusiasm you bring to your work. So thanks so much, sir. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
Before I left all the fancy footwork behind, I just had to check in with one of the leading lights of the Tally Contra Dance Group. Her name is Mary Allgaier, and she has the esteemed title of Band Wrangler. To come here on a Friday night on the second level of the Senior Center in Tallahassee, Florida, and seeing young people, older people, people of all races and descriptions and psychographics and everything, just having a whale of a time. This astounds me. How does this happen?
Well, you know, and now that I'm thinking about it, this was also going on in Gainesville. There were also musicians in Gainesville that came out of some of the folk life programs up in Kentucky and places like that. And I think, you know, they'd seen the dancing and they knew how to play the music. And I think they just kind of got it going. And it was going on over at the Florida Folk Festival also, the dancing.
So we can blame this all on the Secretary of State of Florida for preserving this kind of thing.
I mean, you know, and it started you know, it ties in with the bluegrass and the other music communities also.
But it's not just limited to the traditional American bluegrass. I hear told that you've got all kinds of other different traditional dances that are kind of folded into this whole repertoire here.
There's, you see the English country dancing somewhat, and the, you know, it does. It brings in the Irish, and especially a band like this one. I mean, they've been playing Irish. They've been playing, I think, some Russian. One of the young guys in the band is from Russia. His parents are, so they're here in Tallahassee now. So yeah, it's just a really, what I love is it's such a mix.
But for those folks who might feel a little bit self-conscious or clumsy or whatever, can it still be fun? And is there still a place for them in the Tallahassee Contra dancing group here?
Oh yeah. I don't know if you saw it when the person that did the announcements asked how many people were new tonight, and at least 10 people raised their hand, and we're just getting a lot of new people, and it's partly because we've got young people on the board now, and they know how to reach out, they know how to use social media to, and plus we get, you know, the carryover from FSU. FSU has an old-time music ensemble, so that's attracting young people to this kind of music. Everybody's having so much fun, and nobody cares if you make a mistake, and everybody just kind of laughs. You know, we all laugh about it and just carry on, and so I just think it's contagious. The fun is contagious, so.
The Tally Contra dancers get together the second and fourth Friday evening at the Tallahassee Senior Center between 7 and 10 o'clock. They have a Facebook page you can check out in advance, and if you go, be sure to wear comfortable shoes. I'm Tom Flanagan with Tom About Town.